Hello, smiley, I'm sure you all take a clear Nigel. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to present this bilingual programme, in the English language as Sigilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Juriche. Well, in 1905, the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company got a new vessel, built by Armstrong Whitworths on Tyneside. And the vessel went on to serve the company between 1905 and 1954, although with breaks when it was on war service in both the First and Second World Wars. We'll look at the background to the naming of that new ship. To Jonathan Harker, Erchard at the Mai, is Trete Dusta Savora, to Han Giel, Jinderlu, Erhon, Erabourd, Lesh Pash Chaffi, Erachollach. Luxen, te Fostle, Dors, as Gol, Nahruj, Gus Chamer, Elia. As te Feathern Machtene, Shamer, Lior, Tom. Well, we had Welsh music for Gwyl Dewi Sant last time. This time we have Cornish music for Gwyl Perrin, St. Pirren's Day, which occurs on the 5th of March. We start with a song about three knights, Tri Margach, with John Millis singing, double tracked, I think, and with everything from Celtic harp to pipes to church organ. This is Piba. Tashu Geishach, Rish Radio Vanning, Stashu the Nashun, with Skuller Skeljena was Dulish, Alan Vanning.
Into Tri Margach and Halls of Bars. Have a lily, oh, hagi a wheelers, un ar lodders, hagen ros yn ar ydys go, hankins a marek yn dyrus gwyn. Have a lily, oh, a fydyn canter, er hi fyn, hagen ros yn ar ydys go, yn nes a marek yn dyrus gwyn. Have a lily, oh, a dy drag bo,
Hagen Ross and Arithis Go. the band Piba with Trí Margach, Three Nights, and that was a song in the Cornish language. The Moaners Herald for the 15th of February reports the forthcoming annual meeting of the shareholders of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company. In addition to the transaction of ordinary business, it says, the shareholders will be called upon to select a name for the new turbine steamer to be shortly launched. We've heard several names suggested for the new steamer, those finding most favour being Viking, Peveril and Maninach. Well, 2 days later, on the 17th of February, the Ramsey Courier said, the new steamer's name will probably be the Viking. And the Manx Sun for the 18th of February said that the directors recommend that she be called the Viking. However, it seems that there were a number of naysayers to that, and there were evidently those who felt that for a Scandinavian to have been a Viking wasn't exactly a noble calling. And there's a suggestion that the directors were being swayed by seeing the end of the word king. We'll have a look at what was written about this. Sa chamber lior, hoor me, a smoor of a mahatnis, eru fi vur de lioran sa verl, skello an lenjau, as lioran kionalt, je erish lioran as je peber an naicht. Fa burt sa vein skelt herish, les erish lioran as peber an naicht sa verl. Ni jai, na rau vera bijau, je deit fi jayanach. Fa na lioran, na chachlean smooth a chush, shanoliach, chiroliach, a politicach, tarmenus politicach, lusoliach, cregoliach, and lai, ulyukoch altrisarsen, as bay as cliachtachan as ellen harsten. Va ir lioran fissery jane leaders, and lior enma lunning, the lioran jerga as gorum, almanac whittaker. Rolach yn y hiesa chagi, as y lingus chagi rioel, as, ond sach den iach hwgi bog at y mychryd y ffagin, rola na laideran. Chawds fy mi dyn na lioran, dosiol y doros, as henc y count stiach on. Now this is one of Richard Gendel's finest songs in English, sung by Brenda Wootton. It's called Silver Net.
Oh, would there were the sea from Rame to Mars land, and Tamar were as wide could be, and Cornwall were some island in the ocean, a refuge in this ever-changing sea. If I had got the strength to lead an army, or the wit to argue well and win the day, I would place a silver net about my country, and let her children take their own again. Oh, could you see the future of our country as plainly as the glass reveals it me? And could you see the crowdy crown lay empty? Well might you weep for things that used to be, for the voices by the harbour of an evening, and the cry that calls the cattle from the hill. They seem to have an unfamiliar ringing that strikes into my heart an icy chill. These lanes are feet have cut across the ages. These quilted fields we've stitched since came the farm. These houses and these harbors and these churches. These stones on stones, the country's face, the charm. No longer are there Cornish feet to tread them, nor Cornish hands to tend and trim and clean. They've sold a motherland that bore and bred them, and wandered far away from Cornwall's green. Oh, would there were the sea from Rain to Mars land, and Tamar were as wide could be, and Cornwall were some island in the ocean, a refuge in this ever-changing sea. If I had got the strength to lead an army, or the wit to argue well and win the day, I would place a silver net about my country, and let her children take their own again.
Silver Net, a song written by Richard Gendel, whose bardic name as a member of Gorseth Curnow was Gelfinach, the Cornish word for a curlew, and it was sung there by Brenda Wootton, who took the bardic name Gwylan Gwavas, Seagull of Newlyn. Gwylan Gwavas. Seems to have changed. It used to be spelled G-U-E-L-A-N, I think. Now it's G-O-O-L-A-N, with the changes that have come over, and now the accepted way of writing Cornish at last. Rene me vanacha ons a crioil. Es rene treistiel der au fe vair veem sunni. Es rene frail rish. Smilia me de veloing edden of all shaw, erno de vel mi shigger de vel murange simdut. Ten a cum reg and shaw, as huggy a lower cusjane a lorn, veinen gurgen maidau. As ris cus de blinten chai, near as hoyach tenken aidau de golgus lunning, tad a chordau imidi imidi ur in de hadnius. Ljorusen tamir jit de ve en oil ris in sarsen bured, as the chor endori shend of a graiachori. Tabi goil fardiach son shul trut strege and pluchich a lunnen wushled, de ve uns main jay lidder chaser as an sirage de lie, de goil arn se veeger, se ljazacheger, se veseger, as uns de chulurid was chorer ve morte. Ach, a try. Chouds nish de fisse minrachen de glare as ljorn. Orts machara tamishira de vel fissem uri de lord. By the following week, the Isle of Man Times has this to say. It's a fact worth noting in connection with the little squabble about the naming of the new steamer that the Norwegians themselves have no hesitation in calling their own vessels by the name of Viking, and a brig of that name ran ashore on Port St. Mary Point 30 years ago and became a total wreck. There's been a lively controversy as to whether the Vikings were robbers or glorious heroes. In those days there was no distinction between the two, and there's very little distinction now. In fact, we see that one of our contemporaries rehabilitates the Vikings in the following remarkable sentence, and here they give a quotation. Doubtless these men of the creeks or fjords at first confined their depredations to passing shipping, but as their acquaintance with navigation ripened, they became bolder and conquered and plundered so far afield as the Mediterranean. Not been able to find a source for what they're quoting, I must say.
Thank you.
And that's a piece called Goon Gumpas. Now, Goon Gumpas probably went by most of the people who bought the record, as it was, the album. But Goon Gumpas is a hill about 2 miles from Redruth, near the town, near the village of Lanna. And Lanna was where Richard David James was raised, and he took the name Aphex Twin, amongst other pseudonyms for his DJing and experimental new music. Dashun and Ashun to Radio Vanning, has she Claire and Gael vis for Clash and Cartnish, Mish Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Now, I looked through several newspapers trying to find the source of that quote that the Isle of Man Times included, but I couldn't actually find it. However, the Isle of Man Times goes on. It will be observed, it says, that as they, the Vikings, extended their field of operations, their robberies became not only respectable, but meritorious. This is the ordinary, stereotyped way of looking at these things. Every man has a sneaking regard for a gory pirate from his youth up. Well, the Isle of Man Times also printed letters on the subject. Some of them, in fact, had been in the Times the day before. One of them is signed Traveller, and it says, I hope the shareholders of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company will not allow the directors their own way in naming the new steamer. Not one person in 1,000 can tell you what such a name as the Viking means or what connection it has with the island. Let the shareholders go in for a popular name for their new steamer. Many persons who aren't shareholders would like to see this steamer named after some popular personage whom the travelling public know something about, without having to inquire as to the meaning of the name. Ach, chant, durt me, to fisse der a verl, as thou the Lord mach as mach. Renne chrome de trom cushach. Tammy buiseldut, machara, son de vrewenes rovrinach. Ach, for strailiam na velmi angol ach began a red babailiam gol. Sfireid de vel fissem a gramadus as na foglan. Ach, ni iai, chas semus nachti yin o imidjaus a lortasem. De jaru tau lort fi vai ar bastil. Hanel shen mortei, dregerei, ta fiss mai emmer, de baiden gleisiche as lort salun in ed, na bech pech be yn sien, na raw cor enorm mar jori. Chynel sien dylwr mahon. On sio, tam i wwysl, se i bwy ar mis. Ta enorm megan tia, a se maen sir mis. Ach, jori yn's tîr jori, chynel pech be eisen. Chynel en eg deinia ersen, as manavel en ersen, skummel eis. Ta mi bwyach ma fym gwrish na ffyr elia. Now we heard Goon Gumpas mentioned in the Aphex Twin track there. It's one of 96 Cornish place names mentioned here in Colin Leggo's lyrics. They're sung by Rob Tofield, and he tries to load Goon Gumpas in his sat-nav at one point, and later he has to explain to a passing policeman, to a police officer who stops him, exactly what he's doing. So this is Cornish Elements, Colin Leggo's song, and Rob Tofield sings it for us.
There's Dobwells, Cockwells, Heligwig and Gwydion, Churchtown, Chapeltown, Caharrick, Mellion, Playing Place, Constantine, Frogpool, Lammeran, Lanner, Mornesmith, Grantham Road and Deveron, Camborne, Cadgwith, Cold Harbour, Comtegood, Edgecombe, Helston, Mevigatty, Bute Woods, Foxhall, Mousehall, Newpaseth and Wheeljane. And Pensaver, Chasewater, Lowbar and Landrake.
Goon Gumpas.
There's Porthleven, Nancy Gollum, Penzance, Petherin, Land's End, Double Boys, Myler Bridge, Penryn, Carlin Cross, Callington, Crimp, Curry, Lovely Pox, and Austall, Bob Min, and don't forget Falmouth Docks. There's Padstow, Rinsey, Indian Queens, Lower Womb, Goon, Hilly, down to Hilly, praising people, Ponson, News, Trevor, Maple, Tales, Biscayne, Perranporth, Port, Navis, Brobus, Senna, Namra, Druth, of course, Nomas, Land, Connets, Coach, Raven, and Bell, and Crown Town, Goran, Haven, St. Kevin, Main, Porth, and Carnadown, St. Ives, St. Day, St. Urs, St. Michael's Mount, and Prass, and Gwennepit, and don't forget Houndstown.
So, what were you doing?
I was taking a picture of Goon Gumpus.
Don't you look my car?
Sorry. There's Goon Gumper Sticker, Soul Tashcon Wallow, Skinner's Bottom Bugle, Splat, Harrow Barrow, Somelian, a Swampool, Three Milestone with Curno, Four Lanes, Herodsford, Fiat, Canturo. My lovely Cornwall is the home to all the places in my song. There's plenty more, but if I'd done them all, it would be bloody long.
96 Cornish place names rustled up into a song by Colin Lego, performed by Rob Tofield, and making great play of Goon Gumpus, which, of course, as I mentioned, was the track title of that Aphex Twin piece that we heard earlier on. Na vel dynier bi cwr stapers yn hun my fysau dyma agen. Na leist y sylwrt y segen my fysau clash yn dy ffogl yn em. Ha-ha, jori! As mish howd my vainsha bavailiam ve my vainsha force. Neg and hood slew na vel pecher be elian na vainsha orums. Tau chitum can a inrach and margintach machara Peter Hawkins, the Exeter, the inch down machion mustate no and slunning. Niu tammy the chrestiel, few and show merim rish tamult. The vel cairdau, lurish a chalorta sign, blas a verl a insacher. As sailiam de gin a winch dow tre ta marinus gintem, ir na fers and fair slew salortus em. Strailiam e de rawe orm ve a serach how dew. Ach niu ta fissem air, lai de pech as ta huilin cush scantioil for radege. Son shigaris durt me de huljurid odins machion ve arltachas. Vrai mi jay rau kid dau chitsjach sa chamber shaw treer bi vamigiri. And so Traveller makes these suggestions. To my mind, he says, there are three names that would be popular with the public, namely King Edward the Seventh, Princess Victoria, or Queen Alexandra. And there are many along with myself who hope that one of these names will be adopted by the shareholders. Well, underneath is a reply by a person under the name Mananach. I don't think any of these suitable, he says. And besides, their names already borne by steamships. Nor do I like the name proposed by the directors. Might I, with all deference to the shareholders and directors, inform them that the word Viking is most thoroughly mispronounced. The correct pronunciation is Viking, and its meaning is as remote from sea king as is pole from pole. Viking doesn't imply descent from a royal race, nor anything noble or heroic, but simply sneak thief. He was, in short, one of a miserable gang of outcasts who lurked in the bays, or vicks, hence the name. And here the Rowan Tree are joined by the Aggie Boys Choir for a song about the motto of Cornwall, Onen Hagol, one and all.
Rugged and bold of the Cornish class, rugged and bold of the Cornish man, soulward and true and his work to do, he denied the way. Beneath the ground, where'er the spot, whate'er his lot, the Cornish man is found. What an old hand duty's gone, shoulder to shoulder we stand or fall, land nor at sea, where'er we be, the Cornish are ready, aye, on and go. Children and the wise say,
The song One and All, as I say, that's the motto of Cornwall, Onen Hagol, you can see it on the heraldic device, and that was the Rowan Tree, the Rowan Tree, and they were also joined by the Aggie Boys Choir. This letter by Maninach to the Isle of Man Times gives us this description of Vikings who lurked in their vicks. So they lurked in their vicks until they espied some honest trader passing by, upon whom they promptly pounced, cut his throat, stole his merchandise, and sneaked back again and hid, awaiting the next victim. Sea King was a man of a different type. He was a Norseman of royal blood, usually the brother or one of the younger sons of a king. Not being the heir and not having a kingdom on land, he took the sea as his kingdom, and sailed forth to conquer foreign lands. How much does history tell us of the heroism displayed by the Sea King in his conquests in Scotland, Ireland, England, Normandy, even so far as the Mediterranean, and last but not least, our own little Isle of Man. If the name of the new steamer is intended to recall the valour of the Norsemen, let it be Sea King. Let's not perpetuate the blunders which have attended the word Viking. Dregere, te son shigeris, as Dortenius, ta cyded gul bolar bi tau giris a chastiel, limajain a bwyl as tan a dorsen fo glas, as utsen in mwyl na bech o giri gul. Ta or on son da chulio rid ve mortad, as the bech fagan lesh na sulian em, as the bech fised lesh an tusje em, fuddy the bech tigla shared. Durd me draw me shigara saw as esh hanny a lesh, tashin ons Transylvania, as Transylvania, chanae sarsen thee, na cliachtach an ein, chanel na cliachtach an eds. As be imedi rithin gee in Dutch the vei quech. The jarru lesh na tower ninch dao mchion an chiel chionage eg hanna, ta pert de isa der na rithin quech odus vei on. Renshaw li jails jach ons muren colortus. As nod an e bachtal vei the rawi giri lort, as inrachan erkunta lort, fry mi jay imedi fashion. And now here's Steve Hunt. Steve was born in the Isle of Man and his parents moved away and they settled in Cornwall. And Steve Hunt has been here with many of the Cornish bands playing for an Cruniach before now. This is his composition, Pisk Pee. Thank you. Steve Hunt with his composition Pisk Pea. Sie stasiun yr asiun ta radio fanin, as yn siol ta siw geisiach, rys Claire na gael. Sie Robert Cotin Carswell, mis Robert da Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Feisen benten da ridden va hachar dau hana, na jau va mi yng ngol taasta. Na cyrn hwg ei sia yn chwys, na chi'n de a colortus lior ys liga ersyn na rawe tigl. Ach, son yn chwyd smw hwg ei ffregr de dy chwliwryd brai mi jay sledden fforslet. Eish, cawds hai yn tre siaz, fy mi yrgyt dy fe begyn nys dena. Vrai mi jay, mae chi'n siar tans jyn yr ydyn cwech yn ni rosien. Jyn lyd mwr sam pler, as yn or hai a chawtida gys y bwyl, ond aw fe ernagen a lodag yn gorm. Eish, rennu sailsych y mach daw, Draw ei gwl ar creld y cadion, ei ar lle'n y blina, nwr i dy ffyrniach, tref y droch sbyrdd yn ern yn sílt yn dy goel yn maenstyrach gyn smach. Ta lodd y gorm rhag yn ersgyn bol yr bi, ta tasio yr fei ffolid. Ta'n tasio sien yr fein y lai ffolid, dreul eris, synod trwyd hencw rair gyn awrys yr bi. A Malinach poses the question. Why should such a splendid specimen of naval architecture and machinery as our new steamship be besmeared with such a name as Viking? False as it is in significance and false in pronunciation. But why should not the name of the new steamer be something which will at once stamp her as Manx? Might I further suggest the names Manx King, Finadri, which was the most famous and kindly of Manx sprites, Stanlach Mor, the name given by the Manx to the great Earl of Derby, Peel Castle, Castle Russian, I fear to suggest Greber Castle for obvious reasons, well, Greber Castle was the home of Hall Caine, in fact, and then Maninach concludes, Maid of Mona, suggested to me by a pretty maid of Mona, seems about the best of all names for a ship belonging to a country where maids are noted for their beauty and charm. Well, after this letter by Maninach comes another one by someone signing himself an amused one. Well, now, in 1846, Robert Bell published a collection of ancient poems, ballads and songs, which included a song which he said may be confidently assigned to the 17th century and is said to be a translation from the Cornish language. And later on, the Reverend Baring Sabine Gould, an inveterate folk collector, said that a good many old men in Cornwall gave him this song, and always to the same air. They assert that it's a duet. And this is that song.
My sweetheart, come along, you'll hear the fond song, sweet notes of the nightingale flow. You'll hear the fond tale of a sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below. As she sings in the valley below.
Pray let me alone, I have had of my own, and along with you, sir, I'll not go. For to hear the fond tale of any sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below, as she sings in the valley below.
Come sit yourself down with me on the ground, on the banks where the primroses grow. You'll hear the fond tale of a sweet nightingale. She sings in the valley below, as she sings in the valley below.
Come
She sat herself down with him on the ground, on the banks where the primroses grow. She heard the fond tale of a sweet nightingale as she sang in the valley below. As she sang in the valley below. As she sang in the valley below.
And there we heard Steve Hunt again, not only playing but singing this time, along with Kim Guy. And they are the duo Corncrow, with a song long linked with Cornwall's Sweet Nightingale. An amused one says, "The name selected for the new steamer struck me as being a very happy choice. The word Viking is historic, euphonious, distinct, no better in the fleet." And then finally, Mananach Elia has a letter here in the Isle of Man Times, agreeing with Mananach's letter that the name Viking is neither original nor distinctive, and proposing that some name should be adopted, which is unquestionably Manx in its significance. Might I add the following suggestions? The Lianan She, the Manx equivalent of the Irish Banshee. Tara Worcester, or Sea Bull. Cailleach Worcester, O Water Witch. Ilium Dawn, the name of the great Manx political martyr. Mordadu, the legendary black dog of Peel Castle. Or, if the equivalent of Sea King is insisted on, why not Rina Mara? I think the amused one will find any of these names distinct, and, if he knows how to pronounce them, euphonious. Ernod rawn tolwr ischiden the vlint and the hounder as caga a honnec na wylachi na sasni as na turkey. The jarw scorn ta traid a ŵr sa cledn erd sio na raw jint me leis fwyl denia graider yn chira na rwegydron. Ons na sian len se trean corach fawn tra henc na osteri as na ungeri nis ond sejach dan troilt. As henk na greider and cheer a mach naioch, denias mren, na shansteren, as na pechin, yes, as renad furcht an oru roshen er na cregin er skin na bernachin, da vodach at skeba shees tort mau oru, lest na avalan shun courage er tushimik na lawanoch. Trev an ruega da bariachdach, hure ach veg, er nol draw creir bi vaan, fe goel fasti ons ŵr cyrgysach. Ach creinach, dwrmys, odach ei tanach dyn o'n chawd, gyn gol er feddyn mach, treta o'n dach siga my chion my fysdeniach fe bwryd dy ychyn. Well, we can hardly have music from Cornwall without this song.
Yeah.
Cor Mebion Kernow and the song in Cornish about Trelawney. Originally the words written in English by the Reverend Robert Stephen Hawker and set to music by Louisa T. Clare. Ren and Count Munger, as chowds ren the mailen egger rai back herish na drunten egger, van a birgen yaura gibach guller saisach a mach de quech. Dreger e, nod an e cowartus omagent an bodach sa chri egger. Well, the Ramsey Courier reports back the day after the general meeting, the annual general meeting of the steam packet shareholders. After some discussion and a number of other suggestions as to the name of the new steamer, the name Viking, suggested by the directors, was adopted by a large majority. And so it was named. When the Viking was launched on Tyneside by Mary Susanna Woodhead, the niece and housekeeper of the steam packet chairman, Dalrymple Maitland, and that launching came on the 6th of March, 1905. As Shanae was Claire Nagale, we stand by for 2 hours of the best chill-out music to help you wind down at the end of the weekend with Chris Pearson from 7 till 9. And then Judith Leigh will be along with Sundown to ease you into Sunday morning. We finish with Gweno, who was brought up in Cornish and Welsh. Her first album was in Welsh except for the final song, her setting of a poem in Cornish by her father Tim. Her second album was all in Cornish. Her new album, Tresor, is available now for pre-order for release this July. And from that new album, here Gweno goes into The New Room and Stevel Knoweth. Ach shene, tamisha rshulgus and chamer no empinius, be clair nigail reclash and reshag a trecher and shacht in dew. So until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a chrieri, was orts early, as me yeri and shed you, will you?